Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
I have the discovery of the world's worst plant.
And I've got a fearsome pirate, and you've never heard of her.
I haven't?
You probably have.
Date fight! It's date fight!
Yeah! Welcome along. It's two facts from history pitted against each other, and it's a fight. And if you don't understand, read the description of the thing.
It's a fight about dates.
It's a lot of fun. I'm Jake Yap, he's Nat Tapley, and we're just going to go to it right now.
Indeed.
It's time for round one.
Round one! Jake, what's your first one?
Okay. 1720. It is the capture of three pirates, Anne Bonny, Mary Read, and John Rackham. They're captured by Captain Jonathan Barnett and brought to Spanish Town, Jamaica, for trial.
Mm.
And I just want to say, Anne Bonny sounds amazing.
Yeah,
she was born in the Kingdom of Ireland. Have you heard of her, Anne Bonny? Because I said you hadn't.
I've heard of Anne Bonny.
Yeah, of course you have.
Yes, no, I have.
Fine, well, then I suck.
You had another lady pirate just then, though, who I hadn't heard of. Who's your...
Mary Read.
Mary Read, I hadn't heard of
Mary
her.
Mary Read. Yeah. She was born in Ireland around 1700. She moved to London. She was captured at the age of 20. What a life she'd lived already. She then went to the province of Carolina when she was about 10 years old. She then married.
So she's 10.
And moved to Nassau in the Bahamas.
Voluntarily when she was 10?
She married sometime between the age of 10 and 15. So technically not voluntarily. Moved to Nassau in the Bahamas around 1715, which was a sanctuary for pirates. And there she met Calico Jack Rackham.
Ooh.
And became his pirate partner and lover.
He sounds like he's from Cats. He sounds like a character.
Don't, because it's making me want to try and do the song now.
Okay.
In 1720, Rackham and his crew, they're attacked by a sloop captained by Jonathan Barnett under a commission from Nicholas Laws, governor of Jamaica. Most of the pirates, it says... they put up very little resistance because most of them were too drunk to fight. Which is always a bad play.
But it is the upside of being a pirate, is that, you know, you don't have to stay sober at any point.
You can drink and drive, yeah. They were convicted and sentenced by Governor Laws to be hanged.
Mm.
And Bonnie's last words to Rackham were, "Had you fought like a man... you need not have been hanged like a dog." Harsh.
Had to get the last word.
But here's the thing, and this has an amazing parallel with another pirate story, which I'll talk about in a second. But both Mary Read and Anne Bonny pleaded their bellies. They basically asked for mercy because they were pregnant.
I'm full of children.
You can't. And so, this is horrific. The court granted them a stay of execution until they gave birth. Reed died in prison, most likely from a fever from childbirth, and stayed in prison until she gave birth, and no more is known about her.
What?
We don't actually know if she was executed or not.
How can that be true?
But, extraordinarily, this has such parallels with Blackbeard, the pirate. Mm. So he was captured...
because she had a big black beard as well.
Just off North Carolina. And it turned out that his first mate, who had been living on the ship as a man, was a woman.
Yes.
And no one on the ship knew. And then again, sentenced to death and said...
Did they check just to make sure that everyone on all these ships wasn't women?
And then they...
Is anyone here not a woman?
And then again, she was sentenced to death and said, "You can't hang me, I'm pregnant." And she was. But the story of Blackbeard is astonishing.
And so, do they have descendants?
Yeah. Yeah, presumably.
So there are still little Blackbeards running around?
Yeah.
To this day?
Yeah, well, they're all over the place. It's very in right now. But the story of Blackbeard is an amazing story. And I think it was his an old crew member of his... I can't remember his name, but he was sentenced to death and he was literally standing on the gallows about to be hanged when a guy came running up from a ship that had just put into port. This was probably in Jamaica, somewhere in the Caribbean. They just arrived from London with a pardon from the king for all pirates. And literally the noose was pretty much untied from his neck.
Yeah.
And if the ship had arrived even like 2 minutes later, he would have died. But he got this pardon and walked free.
Do you reckon he was stalling for time before
Amazing.
That? Like, let's just wait and see if any pardons arrive. Yeah. Let's not be too hasty.
Do you have any last words? Well, yes, I do.
As it happens, yes, I have 943,000 last words.
Yes. So, what you got?
I've got 1492. Christopher Columbus, for the very first time on the 15th of November, mentioned the tobacco plant. It was the first experience of the Western world with the weed that was to destroy many of the people who lived in it. Columbus mentions it, took some of it back. One of his sailors, Rodrigo de Jerez, took it up. He was smoking. He went around Spain smoking ostentatiously, but people were so scared of him in Spain that he was arrested and spent several years in prison for it, just because they thought he was possessed by Satan because he was blowing smoke out of his nose and mouth.
That's amazing.
I like being that committed. That's being that committed to smoking, because as a teenager, I was quite committed to smoking. And as a young man, I was very committed to smoking, but not so much. I think I would have spent years in prison rather than going, no, it's fine, I'll give up.
I see. You're a quitter.
it's my right to look like Satan lives inside my belly.
I feel you should win that simply because that gave rise to one of the finest comic monologues of all time, the Bob Newhart. It's Nutty Walt on the line again.
Yeah, and it also made sure that Ken Clark can be employed by British American Tobacco for many years. So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
Oh, yeah. What was that story about Kenneth Clark?
Yes, he was director when they admitted that smuggling cigarettes to third world children in order to get them addicted to cigarettes.
Father of the house.
That's Ken. That's cuddly Ken Clark for you there. The Justin Fletcher of fags. Just popularising them with the children. Smoke! Smoke!
Yeah, that would be yeah. What's in my spotty lungs?
Shall we do the birthdays?
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hello, hello. Sorry, yes, go on.
Happy birthday to Christoph von Graffenried, the Landgrave of Carolina. He was a Swiss aristocrat.
What? I don't know what any of that means.
No, neither does anyone. He was a Swiss aristocrat who decided to go to America in the 18th century. And with an explorer called John Lawson, who said he could find him lots of lovely places in Carolina where he could build an aristocratic seat equal to his one near Bern in Switzerland. So he went there with John Lawson. They promptly tried to evict lots of the Tuscarora Indians who lived around them. Then the Tuscarora Indians took them both captive and put John Lawson to death. They tortured him in front of Christoph von Graffenried, who still insisted on calling himself the Landgrave of Carolina and trying to build a small make-believe castle there. There are no details of how John Lawson was tortured, but in the book I was reading, it also had, on the next page, a recipe John Lawson wrote for hickory nut soup.
Okay. Okay.
In which one of the instructions was, take the nuts and grind them between two large stones.
Oof.
Which I imagine is what happened. So that's Christoph von Graffenried, who tried to recreate his Swiss aristocratic home in Carolina and annoyed the natives so much they burnt it to the ground and sent him back with his tail between his legs. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Georgia O'Keeffe, who is known for her pictures of enlarged flowers, according to the internet, which is like saying Hugh Hefner was best known for all his articles he commissioned off Norman Mailer. Also, happy birthday to Richmond Crompton, who wrote Just William, and is also the name of a Wetherspoons pub in Bromley.
I've been there. Have you been there?
Have you? I haven't been
there. Yeah, I've been there.
Is it?
It's everything you'd expect.
Is it nice?
It's a Wetherspoons pub in Bromley.
I'm sure that's exactly what you would have wanted.
Yes. William and the Nine Pints of Lager was a sensational book.
Will you and the 2-for-1 on shots with a Z?
Yeah. I always felt like they always got William wrong whenever there were dramatisations of William. He was always the sort of rather middle class, sort of rather nice boy. And the thing with William was he wasn't. He was a proper sort of urchin, and he always had good intentions. They were always kind of, oh, the mischievous blah blah blah. He wasn't that. He always he wanted to do the right thing. He had really, and his the,
he was
the
just
books are
too poor to be able to.
The books are still so funny and so good. Ah, they're a joy. If you haven't read them, read them with an open mind. They're fantastic. And
start today. It's her birthday.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to do. Death days?
Happy death day. Death day. Happy death day to John Le Mesurier.
Oh.
Only because it's an opportunity for you to do an impression of him, which I'm sure you can. No? Okay.
Fine. Oh, he was so wonderful.
Yeah, he was good. Also, happy death day to...
I'm glad that we're only 10 episodes in or something, and we've had two mentions of the cast members of Dad's Army. I feel like, historically, we've got our priorities
right.
We
have all the death days. We had Clive Dunn.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Arthur Lowe, so then we can both do Arthur Lowe the whole time. Happy death day to... Arthur Lowe. To Nathuram Godse. The assassin of Mahatma Gandhi, who I assume talked like Arthur Lowe. His children asked for clemency during his trial. No, his children didn't ask for clemency, sorry. Mahatma Gandhi's children asked for clemency for his assassin, but he was executed anyway.
Oh.
Also, happy death day to Joanna of Furt, who was the Countess of Furt. Because it sounds funny. That's why to Joanna of Furt. She was the Countess of Furt who negotiated a peace treaty between the Habsburgs and the House of Luxembourg in 1351. And she, I think, is the first example of a woman negotiating a peace treaty that we've got. And Furt.
Open a window, and
she was the first.
Yes, that was, good. Okay, let's have round two.
So, round two, I'm going to take you back to 1920 and the first meeting of the General Assembly of the League of Nations. At the end of the First World War, everyone came together and the Americans, Woodrow Wilson, turned up from across the ocean with his 14 points of how we would create world peace forevermore, including the creation of the League of Nations, to which all countries would sign up, and instead of having wars, they would resolve their issues peacefully. And everyone signed up to it, apart from the Americans, who said no. Woodrow Wilson went back and said, we should sign up to this because we invented it. And Congress said, no, we don't want to do that. Don't be silly. Go away and tell everyone we're not joining in. So, Germany wasn't then invited because they'd lost the war. Russia wasn't invited because they were all Bolsheviks. America wasn't in it because Congress had decided not to. So, when we say League of Nations, we mean essentially...
League of Belgium.
They even had the meeting at the Palais Wilson, named after Woodrow Wilson, which must have really stung when he couldn't turn up to be part of it.
Wow.
So that's mine. I think the League of Nations, which showed both the hope we always have for international organisations and our absolute crapness at making them in any way effective. I can't say crap, sorry. And our absolute rubbishness at making them in any way effective.
That's good. That's, I mean, well done, Britain.
That's mine.
That's really great.
Well, well done, us.
I'm going to 1968. Now, I mean... What beverage would you say, apart from cheap cologne, would you say was synonymous with Russia?
Russia? Vodka.
Right. Well.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
It's 1968 and the Soviet premier, Khrushchev, had been boasting about how great Russian vodka is and how it's better than any other vodka in the world. Well, I'm sad.
Yummy vodka.
Yeah. I'm sad to say that on November the 15th, 1968, Russia ran out of vodka and had to import some from America.
No.
Yeah.
Surely there are closer places like Finland they could have got some from. Or
yeah, but it's probably
to go to their ideological enemy at the height of the Cold War.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
needed so much vodka.
Yeah. Wow. I like that kind of, listen, mate, this could kick off any minute. But can we have some vodka? Anyway.
Yeah. We have come up with a far superior way of running society than you have. Yeah. Please lend us some booze.
We've run out of grain and potatoes and we'd like to get drunk. Can you help?
So how long after this was Khrushchev replaced by Brezhnev? It can't have been long after that.
Probably,
this must have been
probably
about
quite soon after that. Yeah.
The next day. November 16th.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I got. I had a friend who travelled to Russia and I can't really sort of ended up sort of arranging. Someone was driving them somewhere and they were a bit worried because the guy driving was literally drinking aftershave. I mean, beautiful breath, but
yeah, as you say, he had great breath, but yeah,
good.
Well, did they get there? Presumably, they're not.
Yeah,
they
no, it was all fine.
Tell you the story.
Yeah. So you know, hooray for, for
as far as we know, it's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Okay. Well, I think League of Nations has to take priority over booze, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right. Yes, I'll take League of Nations.
I think that's fair. And also, I never really knew what the League of Nations was. So thank you for clearing that up.
No problem. Appreciate it. Anytime. See you again. Same time tomorrow.
Yeah, why not? It's 13-7. Looking good.
13-7.
Don't forget to smash that like button and leave a comment below.
Write a review.
Yes. No. Yeah. No.
Join the Facebook page.
Yes,
follow
do that.
The Twitter account. Tell someone.
Yeah, because we're quite needy.
Just tell someone.
We're generally about because we're underemployed. So, yes. Do get in touch. That would be lovely. And we'll see
Roll
you
over in bed.
Tomorrow.
Tell your lover. You know what I've been listening to? Yes, we'll see you tomorrow.
Just going to get worse. Okay, okay, well
done. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.